Thank you for downloading this Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast from your knowledge partner, CoracleOnline.com and Crossbar FX for January the 31st, 2011. The prospect of a near-term rise in US interest rates remained remote as the Fed stuck to its commitment to keep an ultra-loose monetary stance at its meeting last week. This contrasted with the ECB's latest economic data reports, which suggest that the ECB may well raise rates before any other central bank, and this is, in turn, driving the euro upwards, meaning that it strengthened across the board last week. Also providing support to the euro was the successful auction from strong demand of the very first bonds from the Eurozone's rescue fund. This can only mean that the markets think the Eurozone will weather their sovereign debt crisis and a rate rise could be forthcoming. Expectations for a near-term rate rise in the UK evaporated as quickly as they arrived last week, with the announcement that GDP figures for the last quarter in the UK showed the economy contracted. This also raised fears that a double-dip recession could become reality. The economy shrank by 0.5% last quarter. The Treasury blamed the weather, but even allowing for that, growth was flat. This is only the first cut, and the GDP figure will undoubtedly be revised as more data comes in, and it's not unusual that there are swings in these figures during recoveries. It will be a long time before the UK recovers from the credit crunch. Consumers, who make up two-thirds of the economy, face low wage growth, higher taxes and higher inflation in 2011. The VAT increase has arrived, so January's figures will be keenly scrutinised and inflation continues to be above target. The British pound is still vulnerable and, as ever, the volatility in the FX markets continues. Revolutions throughout the Middle East may well eclipse any economic data announcements as investors head to safe havens again, with the US dollar, Swiss franc and gold being the usual suspects. Thanks for listening.